This goes to Dr. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S. Fax 989-463-1713. Regarding Reynaldo, R-E-Y-N-A-L-D-O, Hernandez, H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z. Date of birth 6/14/1944. Dear Dr. Holmes, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Hernandez with advanced renal failure, stage 5, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and nephrotic syndrome, also membranous nephropathy. His last visit was June 25th of this year. His main complaint is very poor appetite, although his weight is stable at this point. He only eats about one meal a day, although he has had some episodes where blood sugar is assumed to be very low because he gets very shaky and tired, and then if he eats, the symptoms resolve and he feels better. His wife reports that he had a hemoglobin A1C of 3.8, so that would be consistent with idiopathic hypoglycemia, and he's never had diabetes to his knowledge, he states. He's had no hospital visits or procedures since his last visit. He has no uremic symptoms, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no excessive dyspnea, none at rest, no orthopnea or PND, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Minimal edema of the lower extremities, that is stable. Medications, he's on Lasix 40 milligram twice a day, hydralazine 25 milligram twice a day, sodium bicarbonate 650 milligram twice a day, hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 milligram daily, Uloric 40 milligram daily, Lipitor 20 milligram Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Synthroid, Singulair, Protonix, and spironolactone is 25 milligram daily. Physical exam, weight 175 pounds. Pulse is 73. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 132 over 62. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, and he has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 9/30 of 2024. Albumin is 4.1, calcium 9.1, creatinine is 4.08, previous levels were 4.04 and 4.1, estimated GFR is 14. Sodium, 139. Potassium is 5.3. The previous level was 5.8, but that specimen may have been hemolyzed. Bicarbonate is 22. Phosphorus, 3.7. Hemoglobin is 10.4 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 5, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no encephalopathy, no pericarditis, no volume overload. He does have a poor appetite, but he's managing to keep his weight stable. He will continue to have monthly lab studies done for us. 2, hypertension, currently well controlled. 3, nephrotic syndrome, well controlled with the current dose of Lasix and spironolactone. He will continue to follow a low-salt diet. He will try to eat regularly, even if it's just small portions, in order to normalize blood sugars. And he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 2 to 3 months. We did discuss the possibility of dialysis. The patient and wife have already been to the Kidney Smart class, and he's not sure if he wants to actually do dialysis, so he's not in a hurry to have access placement done at this point, either fistula or peritoneal catheter. That's too soon also. But he knows those options are available and would contact us if he has any uremic symptoms that do not that require attention. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.